A packed courtroom to see the 18-year-old put forward a no-contest plea to the charges of hit-and-run, vehicular manslaughter, driving without a license, and destroying or concealing evidence. His attorney, Eddie Ruiz.
From the day my client came to see me in my office, he wanted to accept responsibility, and that's what he did today.
Speaking for the teenager's family, Maria Estrada says he was unable to defend himself.
This was a tragedy all the way around. It was not just a tragedy for the Gladding family, it's also a tragedy for the Alvarez family. He's a good kid, and I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to defend them.
Inside the courtroom, Alvarez Maravilla was immediately handcuffed and taken into custody. He faces up to 4 years behind bars. Sentencing is due November 26th. That same morning, in the courtroom next door, his friend, 23-year-old Moises Antonio Valdez Guerrero, and alleged passenger in the vehicle, 18-year-old Fernanda Jacqueline Lopez, both pleaded not guilty to being an accessory to that crime and destroying evidence. They're due back in court November 28th. In downtown Fresno, Dominic McAndrew, KMJ News.